Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do today. Rhea Hughes will join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We got to make a deal at 12:30. The trade deadline is 10 days away. Training camp starts this week for the Eagles. Luis Coco in for Kyle Quinn today. Good morning, Hugh, and the actual Hugh Douglas is back.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing? Hey, listen, just as an aside, if you're not funny, don't try to tell jokes. Or say funny stuff.
That's good advice.
You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of times that especially on social media, that people will try to be funny, but it doesn't land well because people know that you to be a dry individual.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's like, is that really funny?
It's not really funny.
Is it a joke?
Because nobody gets where you're coming from for the most part, you know. So you need to probably, you know, diversify your friend group a little bit and learn how to be a little bit funny.
It's the old Charlie Manuel thing. It works for baseball, works for life. Know thyself. You have to know yourself.
Yeah, you got to know thyself.
You got to know your limitations. You got to know who you are. And you know what? I think that helps us get into the conversation here about the Phillies. All right, so there's a lot to unpack here from the weekend with the Phillies. So they have the All-Star break last week, right?
Yes.
And they were off for the most part, except Schwarber with his home run derby exploits and winning it with the swing off at the end of the All-Star game. But it was a quiet week for the Phillies. They come back Friday night. We're all ramped up for the second half. And the weekend, for the most part, was a dud. And it really isn't a surprise because the Phillies haven't played great baseball since the beginning of June. They've been kind of a 500-ish team for a month and a half now. Mm. Now, there was some good this weekend, right? Bryce heated up, and that's a big deal. That Bryce looked more like himself, said he felt
started
more like
to get him. Comfortable.
That's a
like
huge
I tried
deal.
To tell
you. Oh, like, did you tell everyone?
I tried to tell you before I left, but I got rid of you.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
Because I was like, you know, because somebody, you know, used the word slap hitter. I didn't mean it like that, but I guess that's the way people took it.
Well, you did say that.
Okay.
Oh, before July 4th. We haven't worked together in a while. Yeah, you did. You said as long as he's moving runners,
yeah,
right?
He's moving runners. Oh, I didn't say slap hit. I said moving runners.
Yeah, but then you kind of has the connotation. Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but I didn't say that. But, you know, diehard baseball fans got in their feelings a little bit. Now he looks like the Bryce of old.
Well, he does. So he had a big week, or at least week, that series in San Francisco. We had that big game in the blowout they won.
Yeah.
And then over this weekend, he had three home runs, right? And that's a huge deal. Now, here's what's not great. The Phillies lost 2 out of 3, and they lost 2 out of 3 to the Padres before the break. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants before that. The Phillies haven't played great baseball in a while. And Hugh, what's interesting to me, and I've been thinking about this for a while, it's funny, what I'm about to say, it's one of those things where I've probably brought this up in our meeting before the show like five times the last month, and we went with different things that day, and we just kind of shelved it. But this thought has been in my mind for a while. And what's interesting is this weekend, the Phillies lost another series, and this weekend the Phillies spoke in terms of the future, and John Middleton spoke about the team. And Hugh, every time I hear the Phillies speak, every time the Phillies talk, they talk like a team that has already clinched something. They talk like a team that believes they're already in the postseason. In fact, listen to John Middleton. So John Middleton this Friday night spoke, right? He spoke before the game on Friday. He said a lot of different things. Really interesting. Lewis, let's hear from John Middleton here. This was Friday. Listen to what he said about the Phillies bullpen and how it could look different down the line.
And one of the things people have to realize is a bullpen in the regular season is an entirely different animal than a bullpen in the postseason. If you go back, like I was talking to Dave about this about a month ago, and I said, John, and I think it was 06 when the Tigers, which he was running, played the Cardinals. He said, the Cardinals' bullpen was very mundane, very average. He said, we weren't concerned about it at all. And then they put Adam Wainwright in the bullpen. And overnight, it turned into a really, really good bullpen. And so you think about it, we only need three pitchers, and we don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series, right? So you need three pitchers, and everybody else goes to the bullpen.
We don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series. That, of all the things, and we're going to get through a lot of what John Middleton said this weekend, that blew me away. The Phillies are a half game up on the Mets right now. They're not six games up. This isn't like last year where in the June you realized they were going to win the division. They're in a dogfight to win their own division. And then there's the muck of the wild card if they don't win the division. Look, as we look forward to the trade deadline, 215-592-9494 for 10 days away, I don't believe the Phillies are even a lock to make the playoffs. This team is 20-21 since the beginning of June. They have played mediocre baseball. Now, they've started to make improvements. We'll get into the David Roberts thing, right? They signed Robertson yesterday, and hopefully he can help this bullpen. I expect them to add at the deadline in terms of relief pitcher and another bat. But Alec Bohm's on the injured list. The Phillies have currently three or four hitters you could even trust. Their starting rotation is great. Their bullpen is bad. We know what they are. They're 20 and 21 since the beginning of June. I don't even believe they're a lock to make the playoffs. I found that fascinating and just like eye-opening that the owner's talking about their rotation in the second round of the playoffs. John, your team's a half up in first place. You have a losing record since the beginning of June. You got to make the playoffs first. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where do you come down? We've watched this team now for, what are we talking about? Their record is 56-43, right?
Yes.
So they've played 99 baseball games. That means there are 63 games to go in this season. Hugh Douglas, would you say right now they are a lock to make the playoffs?
Yes, I think they are. I think that when you saw Bryce come back to life this weekend, that had something to do with it. And when you look at the history of this team since I've been here the last three seasons, they've been in the playoffs.
They have.
So it's one of those things to say I think it would be, I'm not going to say ridiculous because as I look at the standings, it's really tight.
It is tight.
Whoever
falls out of the division, the Mets or the Phillies, that wild card is
it's
more challenging.
You're talking about they're tied for the same record,
yep.
56 wins. Then you look around, you look at the Cubs, they're right there. They got a few more wins than the Phillies, and the Dodgers are right there, the Fathers. You know, a couple games behind you. But I feel that the way that this team is constructed, and to your point, Joey, like I'm not going to lie, after the All-Star break last year, we were still kind of in that 50-50 range.
Yep.
They have to be a little bit better than that.
They do.
But I feel like they're in a good position to make the playoffs. So, yes, that's why you could be a little bullish on that because the standard has already been set, in my opinion. When you talk about what they've been in the last couple seasons – if they fall short of the playoffs this year, oh, boy, head's going to roll. So they're going to make it to playoffs,
in my opinion. I'm glad you said the things you said there because it's interesting. So they are in a pretty good spot standings-wise, but there are more good teams this year than there have been in other years.
It's tight.
And so the first team that's out of the playoffs right now is Cincinnati. They have 52 wins. The Phillies have 56. So four games cushion the Phillies have of just being in the playoffs. Last year at this time, while they weren't playing great, that cushion was more like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, it was a little bit, yeah.
They had a cushion, and they could screw around. And, Hugh, you mentioned last year in the second half, they basically were .500, and it was still good enough to win the division and make the playoffs. Let me just give you if the Phillies play .500 baseball the rest of the way, so they're 20-21 since the beginning of June. They have 63 games left. Let's say they go 32-31. Now, we all want them to be better, but if they go 32-31, that's 88 wins. I'm not sure that's enough. Like, they need to be better. And that's why the signing yesterday of David Robertson was interesting to me because, Hugh, he's a good pitcher. He's been here twice before. He was a free agent, so they don't have to give anything up. The only thing about it is...
A little banged up.
Well, he didn't pitch this year because he was waiting for the right contract.
Yeah.
So I wonder when he's going to be ready, right? Like, I don't think like, if you trade for someone, they arrive here tomorrow and
they're
start...
ready to go. He has to ramp up a little bit.
Right.
We're talking about it, yeah.
I don't know if it's quite as long as a spring training, but it might be a few weeks before he's ready to pitch in games. It's another thing that strikes me as like they don't feel the need to make a move for now. They're thinking about the playoffs, which is great, but you got to get there first. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? You know, there's a lot of talk the next 2 weeks or so, 10 days, about what the Phillies need to do to win the World Series. My first view is they have to make the playoffs first. And they're only a half game up on the Mets. They're only four games up on a playoff spot. The team I've watched for the past month and a half doesn't look very good to me. Where do you come down? Are they a lock for the playoffs? Because that changes the way you view everything. Luis Coco is in for Kyle today. Luis, good morning. Where do you come down on the Phils? Losers of 2 out of 3 this weekend. Is this team a lock for October as we get into who they should add to try to win in October?
Good morning, gentlemen. Look, before you brought up the point, if they go basically .500 baseball for the rest of the season, 88 wins. I predicted 89 wins before the season started. However, I did not think it was going to be this close in the division.
Yep.
Or really in the National League. So, I mean, we talked, you know, before the show started, the Brewers, the Cubs, I mean, all these teams are really
tight.
It's going to be tight. Bryce coming back and having a big weekend. Schwarber obviously had a pretty good weekend too. That makes me feel a little bit more confident. I do think they're a lock. I mean, even Hugh said it, they hadn't been playing super, super well and still have been making the playoffs the past couple years.
Yep.
So I think just as a fan reaction, just a total gut reaction, I'm like, yeah, I like when the Phillies have been making the playoffs and haven't, you know, even when they hadn't been playing as stellar of baseball. The weird thing is, though, and you actually brought it up, Joe, Middleton, when he spoke and him in that clip talking, it did kind of, I did clock it as he wasn't so worried about right now.
Yeah.
I think they need to stay locked in, put their pedal to the metal. You know, do not take your foot off the gas. So are they locked? To me, yes, but it is a little bit worrisome that, you know, maybe they are going to have their eyes on October before they even got there.
Yeah, so like if this was last year and the Phillies were seven games up in the division and then the owner's like, yeah, we're not going to need our fourth starter to the second round, that to me would be logical. Like, all right, you're going to be there. You have like a 99% chance to make the playoffs. This year's team has obviously a great chance. They're in first place. It's July 21st. But boy, they don't strike me as a team that's a lock for the playoffs, and they're talking and acting like they're one. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the phones. First, though, Hugh, how was your overall vacation in Nashville?
Oh, man, I got banged up. I drank some wines.
Did you? Kyle told me the week I was at, you talked about taking a Bucky's cup to the winery and having them fill it.
It didn't work like that. Yeah. It didn't work. And I didn't know the winery's closed early, Joe.
Some do. So once in a while, you'll find one that, like, they'll stay open to 8 or 9 on a weekend. But during the week, 6 o'clock, they close those doors.
Yeah, they get you. They don't want to get you too drunk. But yeah. I had a time, man. I went to the, Mountain Valley Winery.
I've been to that one in the Poconos.
Yeah, in the Poconos,
I've been
man.
There.
And I think I like the white wines. I think I like white wines better because of the flavor profiles. They're a little bit more crisp.
Look at this guy over
you
here.
You know, I mean, some of them were a lot sweeter, some of them were a little bit more, you know, subdued. But I enjoyed the whites. I really, really did, man. And it was I like the red, but it just feels like the whites, the flavor pops a little bit more for me. And you get a little bit more of a buzz. All depends on which ones. You got to have some apricot wine.
I do like the different fruit flavors in the white.
Yes, yeah. It was nice, man. So I think I'm more of a white wine guy.
Are you a wine guy, Lewis? Are we 3 for 3 on the show today?
I'm actually not a wine person.
He wasn't until 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm a beer guy and a wine guy.
No, I had a couple of those, too. Had a couple beers.
Yeah.
Maybe I could become a wine guy. I mean, if you, 3 weeks ago, it wasn't, then.
No, but see, I drink.
Happened fast.
Coco, I drink my wine like I drink Kool-Aid. So, you know, it's I have a heavy pour, and we sprint through them bottles, man, because them bottles ain't that big. They're not that big.
Well, it's only a couple glasses per bottle.
Yeah, it's only a couple glasses.
Yeah, you could never work at a winery because they're usually a little more conservative with their pours.
Oh, yeah. They
cut you off.
No, because when they give you the little things to taste, because you get like about 4 or 5
it's
to
tiny.
Taste. Man, what the hell y'all doing? But I guess it's for you to figure out what kind of wine you want to drink.
And then you go back up and get the bottle. Yeah, that's the way it works. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's start with the Phils. Your reaction of the weekend. Ranger not great yesterday. Bryce red hot. Schwarber doing his thing. But the Phillies lose 2 out of 3. And to me, the Robertson signing, which in a vacuum is good. I like David Robertson. He's been a quality pitcher for a long time, and this will be his third stint here. But really, it points to the signal I got was the Phillies think they're a lock for the playoffs. Like, if he's ready in 3 weeks, a month, whatever, we're thinking about October. My perspective is they got to get there first. And I'm watching a team since June 1st that's 20-21. They don't look like a lock playoff team to me. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Monday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Welcome Back Douglas Day, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
It is a Welcome Back Douglas Monday. What's up, Chris?
So, guys, I agree with Mr. Douglas. He's rested. He's locked in today. Mm-hmm. He's ready to go. The Phillies are also a dead lock to make the playoffs.
Deadlocked. Under 500 since June 1st. Deadlock.
Deadlock. Do you realize that Fangraphs currently has us with a 90%, that's 90% chance of making the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much, and I'm not a big bettor, but I bet you Hugh Douglas would wager a whole $2 on that, and he may even bet more than $2. They're making the playoffs. Guys, let's lock in here. Bryce is locked in, okay? He is hot. He is showing us what he could do. He's no longer trying to push runners along, which was nonsense.
that was ridiculous. I was so upset when he said that.
Yeah. I mean, that, of all the takes that were nonsense, that was nonsense. Schwarber continues to be Schwarber. And guys, the other guy nobody's talking about, JT is quietly heating up. And that is huge because he has been missing all first half. Noel is getting closer to come back. And I guarantee you, Dave will make moves. Joe, you said this. If they don't make the playoffs, who's the first man fired if they collapse?
Well, it should be Dombrowski. He should be out of here.
Dombrowski, and then Topper's right behind.
Yep.
So he's not – his job's on the line, so he's not about to let this thing slide. But, guys, can we go back now? Can we talk about last week? Because, Hugh,
yes.
I'm so proud of you. Hugh Douglas, you expanded your palate. You're experiencing some good whites on vacation. It was just exciting to hear.
Dad had a ball.
Hugh, be careful, though. You just went on the radio and said that, you know, you prefer the whites. You might get some calls.
He's just getting ready for Wednesday. That. Training camp starts. You got exciting whites on Wednesday.
No, yeah, we got the exciting whites. But I was, you know, for those who don't have friends that have humor, I was talking about the wine. You know,
white wine as opposed to white wine. People.
That's what we were talking about.
I like white people, too.
I like white people. I like white wine.
I like everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, though, I saw some pictures that have surfaced that have gone viral with you at a Coldplay concert.
That was not me.
Photos? That was not you.
I have thoughts on that.
I knew you would. Last week when I was with Elliot, Elliot was like, if he was here, this would be the whole show today.
For sure. Guys, and I'm going to let you go, but we're going to change it up a bit here. Get your brain started. You ready?
Mm. Yes.
16. 1. 25. Schwarber. Welcome home, you.
Chris, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Good phone call.
That just made me a bet. I had to put me a parlay together because I didn't get a chance to put one together.
For tonight? Yeah. You got a Phillies-Red Sox parlay?
You know what? I didn't put the Phillies in here because I didn't want to, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, locked for the playoffs, but you won't bet them to win the game tonight. With Wheeler on the mound?
I was just doing a quick parlay, yeah. But I put him in there, yeah.
By the way, you know who starts against the Phillies tomorrow night?
Who's that?
Dick Fitz. That's right. He'll be on the mound tomorrow. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
You're welcome back, buddy.
What's going on, man? Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Man, I love a good Twitter beef, and I don't know what was going on yesterday. I kind of got the gist of it. But some people definitely need to go to a barbecue or a cookout.
They need some black friends. Just go ahead and say it, Jeff. They need to get some friends with color. Because, geez, I don't know anybody. It's a wine glass sitting there. And I said, I think I like the whites. And somebody said, well, you always go talk about color. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, when you're talking about wine, it's kind of hard not to talk about the color. It's white or it's red.
That's what I'm saying.
It's white or it's red.
And when you go in the wine thing, it says exciting whites. It says that.
Yep. I'm more of a beer guy myself.
I had a couple of those, too. I had some beer.
Yeah.
Beer and wine pairing is not the greatest.
No. It's a beer day or it's a wine day.
You can't go either.
Yep. Joe, well, that stat that Chris just brought up from Fangraph with the 90% chance, mm-hmm. Joe, you're that 10% chance sitting there holding a grenade just ready to
Hold on.
Boom.
Hold on.
Boom.
Here's my point. those percentages change on a dime. Like if the Phillies lost three in a row and the Reds, I think the Reds are the Reds are the team that are the first team out, right? If they win three in a row, that percentage will be 55 on Friday. So like I don't get too caught up in those until we get really late in the season. Then it's like, you know, with 3 weeks to go, you're up six. It's 95%. It's probably over. Jeff, my point isn't that I think they're going to miss. It's interesting to me the way they're acting. Like the Robertson signing is fine on the surface. I liked him when he was here and he's been a good pitcher for a long time. But like they're getting a guy that probably won't be ready for at least a few weeks. He's got to ramp up. And it just strikes me as, yeah, we're getting him for October. And even Middleton talking about the second round of the playoff rotation, like, John, you're a half game up in first place. Last year, when they were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 up on the Braves, that's the kind of year where you start talking about October. Like, you got to make it first, guys.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with what Lewis was saying. The take I get from Middleton is that he's not concerned about immediately right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not going to get Robertson. I mean, well, he's got a fresh arm, but he's got to build it up.
Right.
So. They have to make a move. I had them at 96 wins at the beginning of the season. I'm sticking to that. And if they go on the current pace they're on, yes, Joe, you might be right. But I don't see them staying on this current pace. I see them picking it up here relatively soon with Bryce hitting the way he has. And Hugh, you were right. Start out with just moving runners, making contact, and build yourself up, and now you're hitting home runs.
See, so, I was trying, but see, when I said it, nobody.
You didn't say it like that. You basically were okay. You made Bryce Harper a slap single sitter.
No, that's what.
And
you
now you're
heard.
Walking it back.
That's what you heard.
Yeah, well, I know what I heard. Nonsense, Jeff.
I think they'll be fine, Joe. I think they're going to win the division. Also, I don't trust the Mets at all.
Well, it's the funny thing is I don't either. I mean, the Mets have played pretty bad baseball for a while. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. So the Mets thing and the Phillies, you could look at it one of two ways. One, you could say the Mets really have played poorly and the Phillies will outlast them. And that you could look at it that way. The other way to look at it is the Mets have been terrible since the beginning of June and the Phillies should be up more. Like if I had told you in the beginning of June the Mets would be as bad as they've been since then, you'd say, oh, the Phillies will be up five or six games. They're up a half a game. The Phillies should have built a bigger lead on the Mets, considering how they've played since the beginning of June themselves. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? There's been a lot of talk, and there will be for the next 10 days, on what the Phillies need to add to win the World Series. I'm looking at what they need to add to make the playoffs, to win the division. I don't think they're a lock right now. I think they are a favorite, certainly, but not a lock to win this division and make the postseason at all. Where do you come down on the NL, the Phillies? What you saw this weekend, Bryce Harper with three home runs, 215-592-9494. When we come back, your phone calls, and we'll let you hear more from John Middleton. He had a lot to say this weekend about the moves they've made in the past, how that pertains to now, what they almost did last year. A lot of interesting comments from John Middleton this past weekend about the upcoming trade deadline, and more on David Robertson, the newest Phillies reliever. 215-592-9494. We're back. Are the Phillies, and are they a lock to make the playoffs? We'll talk about it on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.